Art Briles' daughter has taken to Facebook to defend her daddy's honor, which is what I would want my daughters to do the day that my scandal comes.
Well, I don't want your scandal to ever become public, whatever it is.
That's right.
We're here with Dina Zabin, disgraced ex-wife of Steve Zabin. What do you think? I knew it was coming. I just never knew when.
I knew it.
Briles' daughter's name is Staley Lebby.
Staley?
Staley. She's
How
also
old is she?
She's also the wife of passing game coordinator Jeff Lebby on the Baylor staff.
Oh.
Lengthy Facebook post. Started off with, I just stopped crying long enough to be able to write this, but this is all I will say on an outrageous situation. Anyone who knows my dad knows he is a man of incredible character and faith. He is one of the most giving and unselfish people I've ever been around. He's been through so much in his life and has always been a fighter. He's done everything the right way and for the right reasons. He's always wanted to take over programs that were suffering, like he once did, and take them to the top, which he has done in multiple places. He wanted to be successful for his parents, make them proud. He worked his ass off in his 40 years of coaching to get where he is today. He has never been fired. His character has never been questioned.
Now he has.
And
now
has never been deemed to do anything unethically. She closed out with, there's always so much more to a story being told than being told. This media witch hunt has been the most disturbing thing I've ever witnessed. Situation blown out of proportion. Sadly, Baylor was influenced heavily by the media and felt pressured to let him go. I guess a man that has resurrected your program and made you a top 10 program wasn't worth fighting or defending. She added she would never wear a Baylor shirt again. And the truth.
Oh, that'll fix him.
And the truth will be told eventually.
Yeah. Well, your daddy did bring on Sam Okwuachu.
Yes.
Who had every red flag, every siren, every, you know what? I wouldn't go there on this guy.
Including the non-blessing of a former coach who kicked him off the team.
The coach who kicked him off the team at Boise Peterson. State said, no.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Woo!
Don't do it. Woo! And Baylor went and did it. Because they thought, winning. You know, they took 2 years to investigate a sexual assault report made against two football players. One, Trayvon Armstead, that'd be T-R-E, apostrophe, capital V-O-N, and a, let me make sure I spell this right, say this right. This should be on the spelling
sheet. Trayvon.
Shamichael. Shamichael Chapman.
Shamichael.
S-H-A-M-Y-C-H-E-A-L. Shamichael. Shamon. Shamichael. Shamon. Trayvon Armstead, Trayvon Armstead and Shamichael Chapman, 2013. Baylor took 2 years to investigate a sexual assault report made against these two football players.
Wow,
the lag
in
response
thorough.
Time clashed with both federal law, which requires schools to immediately address allegations of sexual violence among students, but also it clashed with basic decency. 2 years, for God's sakes. And this wasn't one or two incidents. This was six at least in a short burst of time in about 5 or so years. I'm sorry, sweetheart, that your daddy is swept up in this. And I know that you feel very strongly about his character and his ethics. And he may be, for the most part, everything you say he is. But here's the truth. He failed. Failed badly. He failed to do the right thing when the right thing would have been inconvenient. He failed to do the right thing when the right thing would have been something nobody would have necessarily noticed or applauded him for. But that is the actual measure of integrity, doing the right thing when nobody is looking.